The wild steelhead is one of the most prized trophies for sports fishermen, and it's in danger of disappearing from the West Coast. In Puget Sound alone, the number of steelhead has dropped by half in just the last 5 years. The federal government has come out with new regulations to protect the fish under the Endangered Species Act, which is sure to trigger a new round of lawsuits. As NPR's Martin Casti reports, the dispute is complicated by the fish itself, which appears to suffer from an acute identity crisis.
When is a rainbow trout not a trout? When it's a steelhead. Rainbow and steelhead are the same species. And yet, as angler George Pess will tell you, they're very different fish. The rainbows stick to freshwater and get up to 3 or 4 pounds. Steelhead, on the other hand, can weigh up to 20 pounds, and there's no mistaking it when you have one on the line.
If you have a certain salmon on, it feels like a Hyundai, and these feel more like a Ferrari.
Steelhead get so big because they go out to sea like salmon. On their way home, some of them usually come through here, the Ballard Shipping Locks in Seattle. The locks have a fish ladder where you can watch the steelhead flopping their way up the steps on their way upriver. But it's a sight that's becoming increasingly rare, and there aren't any to be seen today. Besides being an angler, George Pess is a government ecologist who studies the steelhead around Seattle. He says there's still a lot scientists don't understand about the fish. Why do some of them head out to sea while their cousins stay home? Why is it possible for two rainbow to mate and produce a steelhead, and vice versa? Does a fish choose to become a steelhead? There's a lot here that's still deeply mysterious, and Pess says one of the biggest headaches is just counting the steelhead, especially when they're young.
It's difficult to tell what a trout will do as a juvenile fish, as a young fish, whether it will go out to sea or not. You can't.
The fact that scientists have trouble telling the young rainbow and steelhead apart has created an opening for people like Russ Brooks, a lawyer who represents developers and timber companies.
You don't know what you have, steelhead or rainbow trout, so in essence, they end up protecting all of the rainbow trout.
There are still plenty of rainbow trout. Brooks says it's ludicrous for the government to protect the plentiful rainbow just because some of them happen to go out to sea. He acknowledges steelhead and rainbow behave differently, but he says the Endangered Species Act protects species, not behaviors. He says the whole system of federal protections for fish has been built on rickety logic, starting with the government's contradictory attitude toward certain game fish.
Threatened with extinction, on the brink. But yet you can still go out there and what? Catch them, kill them, and eat them. It's just brilliant.
Brooks' law firm, the Pacific Legal Foundation, has had some success in challenging the federal protections on fish species, often by arguing that the regulations are based on unreliable science. He thinks he can make a similar argument in the case of steelhead, that left-leaning scientists are creating an arbitrary distinction, all in the interest of limiting logging and farming along western rivers. But University of Washington fisheries scientist Tom Quinn bristles at the suggestion that the distinction between rainbow and steelhead is somehow false.
Our inability to discern with our eye doesn't really have any bearing on the question. Things may appear similar and be utterly different.
Quinn says the lawyers battling over endangered species listings should not get hung up on the term species. He says there are other, more subtle kinds of variation between animals.
Rainbow trout and steelhead are fundamentally different forms, life history patterns of one distinct species.
Quinn says it may very well be that if you eliminated all the steelhead from a given river, some of the leftover rainbow trout might still morph back into steelhead at some future date. But he says killing off every last steelhead is not an experiment he's willing to try. Martin Casti, NPR News, Seattle.